This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami Kayshawn, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session. We're on session 190, and our topic of discussion today is acknowledging his keeping power. I really need to talk about this, guys. This is like a diary entry type of podcast, but I hope somebody feels me and can relate to it in some way and find value in it and then seek a praise when you reflect back on your own life. But I want to dive deep into this, acknowledging his keeping power. Okay. I know you guys haven't heard from me in a while. Life has happened. Things have happened. And I'm just at a point now where I'm just going to receive it for myself that when I get to my podcast, and I hate the way it sounds, but it's my truth and where I am as far as teaching. And then just, I don't know, whatever feeling that I have around it, I just have not put it on the plate of priority the way that it should have or the way that it has been. Not the way that it should have, but the way that it has been. And so when I do have something that I feel is very valuable, thought-provoking, or inspirational, motivational, whatever, I'm going to share it. But at this point, I am no longer going to beat myself up about not getting to it a day here, a day there, a day here, a day there, whatever. But just know that it's not because I don't love you. And of course, if you guys reach out to me through email and say, hey, can you discuss something at some other point, or can you offer a different perspective on something that I'm dealing with, I will make sure that I service you in that way because we are in this together and I truly believe that. But as long as I'm just kind of creating and moving along at my own pace, I'm going to share great value when I feel like I need to and I have something truly to say on this mic, because I don't take it for granted for the people who do listen to Girl to Woman and the people who do find value in my podcast. I want to make sure that I'm saying something that in some form or fashion you can be inspired by, empowered by, or find some type of breakthrough in. Anywho, with that being said, all that rambling I'm doing, how was your day today? I really hope that you put great intention on your day to allow this day to work for you and not against you. I'm actually doing this podcast in the car. So if you hear some cars passing by, some honking, some dogs, some whatever else, just move right along. You know what I'm saying? But I really do hope that you made the best of this day, because you know we must be intentional in order for this day to work for us and not against us. And I really hope you took the time to put a smile on your pretty face and walk it out to the best of your ability. I really did. But I gotta let you know, today I walked it out to the best of my ability, but there was a brief moment in time where ish got real. Real, real. And this is exactly why I wanted to talk about acknowledging his keeping power. I actually had other podcast topics to talk about, but since whatever happened to me at this particular moment in time, I need to share it, because in the heat of the situation, there was still a praise break. There was still a moment of lesson learned. At the time of reflection, there was so much value that I had seen within my situation that allowed me to be grateful for his keeping power. And so this is why I wanted to share this particular podcast. What is keeping power? Because some of y'all might be like, Ani, what's keeping power? And I'm not giving you a Webster definition. I'm just giving you an Ani definition, because that's what I do, right? But keeping power is what I would call God's sustainability through your day-to-day issues and unforeseen circumstances that you may find yourself in. And all of us
have these day-to-day issues and unforeseen circumstances. Sometimes they're with family, sometimes they're with friends, sometimes they're with colleagues or whatever in between. Sometimes it's even with a total stranger. But his sustainability is highly, highly important when you desire to be greater, when you desire to continue to develop yourself, when you desire to be a leader. I think sustainability is important, and you have to know that as strong as you are as a lion, you're tender enough to understand that you don't get the strength just from yourself because you are human. And within this human realm, there's only so much that we can do before we need to depend on something that doesn't always logically make sense or have a scientific reasoning or method, but you know that it's there because it's just that powerful. And that's what I call his keeping power. I was tried to the utmost, to the umpteenth, infinity and beyond on some Buzz Lightyear Toy Story bull today. And his keeping power was so great that it inspired me to share this with a person who may have a similar story, who may have a similar reflection when you look back over your life and you see some of the scenarios that you have been put in, but his keeping power kept you from making a swift and utterly ignorant decision because the heat of the moment was so intense that it would have catastrophically changed your life in the blink of an eye. And I had one of those moments today. As Tony Robbins said, change happens in an instant. And I truly believe that that saying is so, it's just fact. It's no arguing, it's no debate in that. Change happens in an instant. And when you have those situations, because with my situation, what happened was this young lady called herself hawking spit towards me, and the grace, oh Jesus, the grace had matrix that saliva, that genetic spew that she was desiring to put on me. The angel task force did a matrix swift of a move to not have it touch me in any way. And when I tell you I'm grateful, because the reaction that would have followed behind that could have destroyed so many things. The domino effect was so severe to what could have happened that I had to give him praise for covering me in the ignorance of how, I don't know where I go in a mental space sometimes when a heated moment comes up for me, but I know it's a space that's very ungodly. It is super, utterly ungodly. And since I know it is a space where light does not exist, that only means in that space, mayhem will settle. That only means that when all the dust settles, chaos will be upon me. And I had to thank him for his keeping power, because today was a day of true reflection of how things will change for you in an instant. It's so easy to say what we can't do, what we won't do. Like if you're like me and you like to watch Snap, or, you know, I Almost Got Away with Murder and all them old little sick, twisted, you know, shows. It's so easy to say what you won't do. But I think Sean J.Z. Carter said it best, you know, on one of my favorite songs called Say Hello. He said, "When my back's against the wall, baby, I react." He didn't say baby, but you know what I mean. He said the N-word. "When my back's against the wall, I react." And most of us will do it. We will react. And in the midst of that reaction will come so much detriment that affects multiple lives, not just yours. It affects the people whom you love, the people whom you take care of, all of that. And it's serious to truly think about. And all I can do to acknowledge that when I think about it is his keeping power. Because it wasn't me. It was the presence of something higher than me. When I go back into your mental timeline, no need for going on Facebook looking at 2 years ago. You take the time to go into your mental capacity of the envelopes and the folders that you have back there in your memory bank. And you think about some of the ignorance that you found yourself in, whether it was promiscuity, whether it was being disrespectful to your parents. And there was a situation where you could have lost your life because your mama was about to let you have it, or whatever the situation may be, whether you was in a situation where you were intoxicated and behind a wheel and God kept you in your ignorance and the people who you could have potentially affected. His keeping power is worth acknowledging, because the power of what if is reckoning. Taking the time to not only count the blessings of his saving grace, but his keeping grace is just as important. Because we can all find ourselves in some crazy-ish. And if keeping power, if somebody ain't praying for you, please get some prayers on your team. And I hope you are one of those prayers. And so sometimes we need to just take the time to acknowledge his keeping power, his grace that covers and masks over us, even when we're not necessarily worthy. Because you know I'm not no saint in the sense that I'm sin-free. Nowhere near it, but his grace. And I thank him for having me at a level of wisdom and discernment to be able to reflect and give him the praise for what didn't unfold today. Most of the times we want to talk about what happened. Let's give him praise for what could have happened, but you allowed it to miss me. Some of you guys, you may not understand the depth of what I'm saying, but for those of you that understand that I have been in some situations that God have kept me because it could have went so quickly to the left and it would have altered my life forever. His keeping power is worth acknowledging because it's so sufficient. That's all I wanted to share with you. It was pretty much freestyle for me because I was in a very passionate moment, really, truly reflecting back on what happened to me today. But if you have 2 to 5 cents to share, I want to hear what you have to say. Please go over to AniJohnson.com/S190 and leave your thoughts. Share your perspective on Facebook, AniJK420. Of course, that's Facebook.com/. Or you can hit me up on Twitter. Of course, you can hit me up on Twitter. At AniJ420. Know that you are simply, beautifully amazing, even on your worst day. Even on your worst day, baby. Know that you are awesome, even on your worst day. I love you guys. I'm out of here.